You mentioned Jan, your wife. She kept you straight with your teeth. She was a dentist, professor of dentistry.
Yeah, she is a fabulous, fabulous person. She and I were married in 1993, and she stayed with me through thick and thin and through my hospital stay that I had this last year that was 49 days. She just was a wonderful person, and she's just getting ready to retire from a dental career.
Yeah. You know, I got to ask you, 49 days in the hospital. I mean, how do you handle that, and how do you stay positive and depression and all that? So that came a result of your heart ailment, right?
Yes, I had... I developed some sepsis, and I got an infection, a bad infection. And I think it was like on a Monday, and I developed these chills. And I went to my college roommate, who's a physician, and he said, "Well, I'm going to send you to the lab, and we're going to run some tests on your blood, and you know, we'll get those back tomorrow and see how things are going." And I was getting ready to actually fly on an airplane to Denver to participate in a case and to make a speech for the 10th Circuit. I just collapsed in front of my car, and somehow one of my shoes was off my foot. My telephone was away from my body, and I was just out, and somebody walking a dog came by and called the ambulance, and the ambulance came, and they rushed me to the OU Trauma Center because I was in really bad shape. And so they almost lost me, but they decided that they could transfer me to Integris because Integris had more heart machinery. And so they induced a coma for several days, so I was just completely out of it for several days while they kept me alive, and then they brought me back, and you know, I couldn't walk. I had to go the last part of my stay. I had to go to the rehabilitation center, the rehabilitation hospital, to spend the last few days there. But I don't recommend 49 days in the hospital. I'll tell you,
no, not at all. Okay, so this happened in the last year, and in 2019, and
yes, it happened in November of last year, just a little less than a year ago. So my Thanksgiving and Christmas were spent in the hospital.
Okay, here we are now in October of 2020. Your health, your strength today? Are you back full strength?
I wouldn't say full strength, but I'm pretty much there. I've got a little bit of neuropathy left in some areas, but my brain seems to be working now, which is relatively good.
Yes,
I think.
Yes, it is.